Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Ringo.
What's going on, John?
I love you, Johnny Ringo.
You must be Ringo.
Keep your hand on your gun.
Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistol ever since Wild Bill.
Damn, what was his name again?
Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo, are you still on the line?
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Well, I would like to say that I hate everyone more now than ever before, except Johnny Ringo. He's the only guy that I like.
Hey, this is Johnny Ringo. How are y'all?
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio, or I guess currently right now it's the Drunk Cast, because the only person I see on the line besides myself is this asshole who apparently only likes Johnny Ringo. What's going on, asshole?
Peace Machine, baby. I'm back in the house. Ooh, what's up, fat boy? The only reason I even call in on time is so I can hear the theme music. And thank you for playing.
You didn't even know what I was going to play.
No, but it was either going to be that or the fucking Mbop Drunk Cast song, which I also love. So anyway,
I also do too when I do that one. I also throw in I Kissed a Faggot.
That's a great one as well, yeah. When you do those two openings, that's my favorite song. But the Ringo one was good as well. But I know that the Ringo one is up there just because I put it up there in 2009 and you've never taken it down. That's why I sold it to you.
Well, actually, apparently I moved it because this is a Katura's account that we use now.
Okay. Fuck. How'd you pull that off?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure why I would have saved it or moved it, I mean. Yeah. But
so who else is calling in? Nope. Somebody or nobody, or what are we doing?
Well, Couture's running late. He says 30 minutes, but who knows? And then Craig, his work sometimes causes him to be late. He usually would have called by now. He didn't say he was going to miss the show or anything, so who knows what's going on. I didn't even plan anything. I totally forgot about the show until Couture texted me saying that he was going to be late, and I was like, oh, shit, we got to do a show. So we had no plans. anyway, so and with
but
you,
that's
not a problem. We never had any plans right. Back in the day. Anyway, we just came on here and just fucking bullshitted for like an hour and a half.
Just start talking, just start drinking, just saw what happened, and usually it was pretty funny.
Yeah. Who? I have to ask you a question. Who wrote the daily update on the Observer website today?
I don't know. I mean, all of
it was either you. I thought it was either you or Dez.
Dez probably wrote more than me today.
Why? Because I didn't see nothing. I didn't see nothing about the F4W Wrestling Observer Mania events on the daily update.
What?
And
let me check that out. Are you sure? Because I made sure to put whenever I do it, I make sure to put it on there.
Yeah, you put my email wrong. You put like the F and W in caps, and it's not caps.
That doesn't fucking matter.
It does if you're sending it to PayPal, apparently, because there's like a few people who sent me stuff and had to resend it.
Really?
Because they put a capital F. Apparently, that's the only thing I can that it sounds like happened, but it happened three times.
And it was all people. Who
and
had
it happened to Dez. It happened
different.
To Dez. Unless Dez is just stupid and wrote the wrong thing.
I wrote F4WFan@hotmail.com, and then I wrote yes, Ed's the one keeping Hotmail alive.
Well, it's actually Outlook, but I still refer to it as Hotmail.
It forwards to your Hotmail because it's a Hotmail account for sure.
Yeah, it's a Hotmail account, but Hotmail became Outlook, but it still accepts Hotmail.
That's fucking crazy. Like, every one of my Hotmail accounts got fucking hacked, like quickly. Like 3 or 4 months in, it'd be like, oh, guess who's trapped in London? Like, come on. The Nigerian prince is asking for some money again. Dan, bucket, or Peach, change your fucking password. I don't know. I said my real name.
I've been getting a shitload of PayPal, those fake PayPals, telling me that I need to log in, right? And it sucks now because I'm in the middle of getting a bunch of PayPals. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
why are you getting all this money?
Super stone one day and push the wrong one, and then someone's gonna steal everybody from the Empire's money for dinner and a bus.
I mean, I'm surprised you haven't gotten flagged for all of a sudden, you know, getting a shitload of money coming in.
They haven't flagged me yet, so.
Yeah, just because I got fucking flagged. I tried to move $3,000 from my PayPal to my gambling account, and PayPal jumped on me and said, "What are you doing?" And I was like, so I had to verify that I was like, dude, I'm trying to take my money out so I can fucking lose it. I don't want to sit here being safe.
That's a lot at one time. I'm not dealing in those kinds of amounts, so. I did just transfer $1,700 to my bank, and then that'll finish paying off the buses.
I'm paid up, though.
Yeah, you're paid up, finally. Actually, you're not the latest one. I'm sure Brian will be the absolute latest.
Finally. It was 3 minutes after you told me to do it, I did it.
Yeah. Well, man, also, that day was a really happy day and a relief kind of a day because, you know, every year I get like I'm still able to get a small group of tickets from a certain individual who, like, he used to do it for the Empire, and then they had that big mishap in New York, and so many people requested tickets, and some of them didn't get their tickets in time. But he still hooks me up with a small group, and it seems like every year it gets like a little later before he actually gets the tickets or he gets ready to send the tickets. And it's always, I swear to God, like this year, like he never lets us down. It just gets a little later, so I'm always, it's cool. So I think last year we took care of it at the beginning of January. So now we're in February, and so fucking that weekend, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to have to tell every fucking person to buy their own fucking ticket because they didn't come in this week. And I'm like, God, and I'm like, just like, and then with everything else, you know, and finally, so I should have known right then that's when he was going to send it, that he had the tickets. And of course, right when I start freaking out every year, that's when I get the tickets and got that taken care of,
good,
out of the way. And then there was some disasters with that throughout the month because he told me he could probably guarantee that I'd get so many, right? He told me I could get like 25 tickets. He said he was going to order 40 or try and order 40. So I just took, you know, people that I'm really close to or that contacted me right away. They got on the 25, and then after that, I put them on a waiting list just in case, because, you know, we didn't know if we were going to get more and shit.
Right.
So, you know, ended up having people were actually waiting, so I had to tell them weeks later that it didn't come true when they finally confirmed the 26 and shit. So I knew Matt Clary needed two, and I guess he assumed that I would assume that one of the tickets was for his kid, and I kind of thought that. But then, you know, and I told all these 20, the people that I was hooking up, I told them kayfabe on the ticket.
Yeah.
I want to tell more people that know than I have to. And, of course.
Did you also tell them what kayfabe means?
Apparently I needed to because.
Yeah.
And every time I send out a secret kayfabe message, other people are messaging me, requesting that kind of information that how would they know if I, you know. If they're not part of the Super Kayfabe group. So I kind of know who the culprits were. But so Matt tells our one buddy Chris in Houston, he goes, contact Ed, see if you can get on the list. To ask if he can get on, you know, to see if he can get on it. Okay. And so Chris emailed me and says, hey, Matt said, are you getting the tickets? Just let me know when you need me to pay you. And so, okay, well, that's definitely who Matt's getting the second ticket for, right? So then I filled out the group. I got 25 people set. There was one guy that is here in San Antonio that was part of the group, but he was I think he was kind of nervous about this, so I knew he bought his own ticket just in case. So good thing he did, because it comes to find out, and just by luck, I find out that Matt needed the ticket for his kid. And I go, well, I thought you needed it for Chris. He's like, no, I needed it for my kid. I go, Chris told me, was asking that you said that, you know, this and that, and then that was all screwed up. So we had to ask that other guy to give up his ticket so Chris could get his ticket. And Matt could get the ticket for his son, so I had to deal with that. So that was, like, all nerve-wracking.
Right.
And then, so then, you know, we got the tickets confirmed all these weeks ago, and then, like, a couple weeks ago, Craig messages me, hey, I need an extra ticket.
Oh, fuck.
Craig, these were confirmed weeks ago. What do you mean, an extra ticket? He's like, yeah, my daughter is probably going to go. I need an extra ticket for her. Can you get it? I was like, kind of not going to happen, Craig. So poor Craig, he's been trying to find other tickets, but they're not cheap right now to get four, you know what I mean? And luckily this one guy who had gone to Vegas this past year, he's going to Houston, but he's not going to actually go to Mania, and he's giving up his ticket so Craig can take his family. So that it all ended up working, but it's like, all this fucking hassle. And because it was like Ronnie was the one that told me that guy wasn't coming out. God damn, he's going to tell me now after we already got the tickets? And then I'm like, then it struck me. I was like, oh, shit, Craig needs a ticket. Okay, it's cool. But, yeah, it's been a lot of stress going into this fucking trip this year, man. It's driving me crazy.
I thank you for doing it, man, because I wouldn't want to handle it. But did Dez ever get a ticket with you, or did he figure out his own shit?
He's got to get his own ticket for me. He's one of the guys that got to me too late. He was on the list to get one of the 40. If we got 40, but we didn't get the 40. And
okay, I got it.
He's never been to Mania, so I didn't even think about Dez until he brought it up. And by then, you know, it was like I say, it was too late to put him on the guaranteed list. But
and
he's
coming
going
with his
to
son,
the dinner,
too.
And he's riding the bus and all that. He's just on his own.
Well, I don't think they're going to fucking sell out Mania. I mean, I think. Like the year they were in Miami, I paid $10 to sit where I sat, which was right next to you guys, because it didn't sell out. And so I bought a $10. I bought like one of the cheapest $25 tickets somebody sold to me for $10. I walked in and then they're having this seat by you guys. I think you'll be able to do that this year. I think there will be shitloads of super duper really bad seats available the day of.
Yeah, they can always, like, release, like, the high upper deck for, like, $5 or something. But
things
have kind of changed over the last few years. Like people, like, when it comes to, like, the big thing, it's really become the big thing. Like, okay, Star Wars. Everybody wanted to go see Star Wars, okay? The Mayweather and what's-his-name fight. Everybody bought that because it was this big event. And the big events are becoming bigger events while everything else is becoming smaller. I think the bigger ones are becoming bigger. And I've gotten more people contacting me about this WrestleMania than any since New York. Like, New York had a shitload of people from everywhere going, more than, say, San Jose or New Orleans or Miami. And maybe they won't totally sell it out, but they're going to put a shitload of people because I'm pretty sure they're selling pretty well already. And it's a fucking shitty card, and like you say, they could just throw in, like, the fucking Taco Bell coupon they did for the Royal Rumble, and you get $5 seats. So, I mean, they'll figure a way to fucking pack that motherfucker.
Wait, what was the Rumble thing? I don't know about this.
Okay, the Royal Rumble, that around the time that they're doing the Retro Raws on the Brian Vinny show, that Rumble was here in San Antonio, the Shawn Michaels, the Vicious one.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay. You're not talking about this recent one.
No, this is
okay.
I'm actually looking at the chair that I got to bring home because I got 97, yeah. And they had the upper deck. They were selling for, you could go to Taco Bell and get a coupon, and the ticket was $5.
That's awesome.
They almost sold it out. It was pretty packed up there. There was like maybe one section that the very top of it wasn't fucking sold.
Well, that was like right before they got hot.
Yeah. Right when Stone Cold was just about to burst. But also, there's a lot of if they really want to, they could just pump the rest of the ticket. There's a lot of military bases in Texas between San Antonio, Dallas, and everywhere else. They could just fill that shit up with just fucking military people. I guarantee you there'll be a section up top that's all going to be, they're all going to be in their uniforms. And they did that here in San Antonio. Guaranteed. One of the sections up top was all fucking Air Force.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's WWE's policy is if you show up in military uniform and you can show an ID, they'll give you a seat. Remember who won that Royal Rumble?
The one in San Antonio?
Yeah.
Stone Cold. He cheated, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Brian and Vinny also somehow missed my beautiful face on that Raw before the Royal Rumble when I was at the Shawn Michaels party where he was all fucked up. And The Rock wasn't supposed to be on camera, but he was. Somehow they missed me. They didn't see my pretty face. Luckily, I got Matt Clary to take a couple still shots of it.
See, The Rock was there and wasn't supposed to be on camera or something? I didn't quite catch that.
Okay. It was back in the day when they used to, like, tape. They do, like, one Raw live and they tape a Raw right after they tape it for the next week.
Right.
Well, it was that. So that week it was a taped show. But they sent The Rock, Shawn Michaels, the original Double J or whatever the fuck Road Dogg was called, and Michael Hayes, and they sent him to San Antonio on the day after the night where, like, if there was a freeze and they, like, shut down the city. So it was cool because not that many people made it there, but I made it there. And they were doing live cut-ins, like, between before and after the commercials. They would go and they'd interview Shawn, and they'd show his partying. And they'd always told The Rock, they go, make sure you don't get in camera, make sure you stay over here, you can't be on camera. They told him that shit all night long, and the motherfucker still fucked it up, and at the very end, he comes out, and then you just hear, like, Vince McMahon saying, it's The Rock, or, like, all kinds of surprises, because he had wrestled on that show, and they were, like in the Northeast or somewhere far away, you know what I mean? Somehow he got off his match, got in the shower, flew to San Antonio, and was partying at the Shawn Michaels thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But
he landed on a seat. He's doing all right for himself.
Yeah.
So then what the fuck were you doing there?
What?
Why were you there?
At that Shawn Michaels thing?
Yeah.
Because it was open to the public.
Oh, okay. How did you know
about
it?
It was like a promotional thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I'm VIP. I go wherever the fuck I want in this city, dude.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in that city. All right. Yeah, all right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe in that city.
Yeah.
Not any place else I've ever seen you, though.
I don't have fucking, at least I don't have Usher's dissing me at a Spurs game like I did Evan Bourne. When he tried to get us closer seats, and the dude shot him down real quick.
Oh,
you remember that shit?
I do. He said Usher, and my head immediately went to the R&B sensation Usher, and I was like, "What the fuck is he talking about?"
Well, that dude wouldn't be caught talking dead. He wouldn't be caught dead talking about Evan Bourne. So, but
no.
Usher at the Spurs game, he's all trying to get some seats, and the dude's like not having it, like, whatever, dude, you ain't that big a WWE star.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're on fucking Velocity, not Raw. Whatever they have.
Right.
If I can finagle a free WrestleMania ticket, then maybe that can open it up for somebody else, but I don't know if I'll be able to get a free one. We'll see.
Yeah, nobody likes you anyway. You should get, like, somehow be able to get me a backstage pass, and I could just hang out with fucking Alicia Fox all night long. That is, if she gets a better weave. Her weave's been looking pretty bad for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, she's looking like she's going bald, right?
It looked like, because, you know, I know she shaved the sides, and there was one Raw where I don't know. It looked like, it didn't even look like a weave. It looked like a wig that was kind of out of place.
Yeah, because she shaves the sides. She shaves the sides, and so it I guess the hair has to only connect from the top. So it kind of looks like, kind of looks like she has a crazy mohawk. But
yeah, yeah, there was one it didn't look good one time.
She's been looking good though, wrestling wise though, in the ring. She had a good one with Charlotte, I thought.
Yeah, she's been doing good.
Yeah, I just feel bad for her because she's just like Breeze seconds basically, but you know.
Yeah, we'll see. She's getting some airtime. You know what?
Right, as I say.
Speaking of the Divas. Let's see if you agree with me or if you would agree with fucking Brian here. Do you know Brian's always confused about the Bellas? Like, what the fuck are the Bellas? They're baby faces one week, they're heels the next week.
I don't get
them. It doesn't make sense. To me, don't you think the Bellas are the most believable women in wrestling? Because that's how all women are. Women aren't either heels or baby faces. It depends on what the other woman in the vicinity is. Like,
right.
Did you watch
that's
the
true.
Ultimate Fighter with the chicks with Felice Herring and all of them?
Some of that season, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you remember, in the beginning, Felice Herring was the big baby face and Heather Clark was the fucking heel, right? So they had all that gone. Felice won. Then she goes to the next match and she's wrestling Ronda Marks. Well, all of a sudden, Felice doesn't do a damn thing. She didn't change anything, but now she's the heel, and Ronda's the babyface, just because, you know, for she's next to one girl, she has this different attitude, like she's a victim, this and that. When she's next to the other girl, she's a bully, and all women are like that. It all depends if they like the girl or they don't like the girl, so or the situation. So all girls can be good in some situations around certain people, or if it's a different person, they can be a real bitch. And it's like, to me, that's like real life, and they're like the most believable fucking characters, because, you know, it ain't no fake, oh, they're all happy all the time or they're bitches all the time. No, women are both. You know what I mean? That's why they're crazy and you can't get along with them, because they're fucking, they're both.
Right, but I think what Brian was complaining about was it's fucking confusing for the wrestler, cause when you're supposed to, like, care about them getting, you know, and then you're supposed to be pissed at them. So it's hard to bounce back and forth like they were doing every week. But as far as like the most real, I totally agree with you. They are exactly who they are on Divas and on Raw.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they're baby faces and sometimes they're bitches. And
okay.
But
the difference is you wrestle a match very differently as a heel or a baby face. And it makes no sense to, like, one week being wrestling, having this type of a match, and then being the opposite role. I mean, the characters can flip-flop, but then the wrestling looks fucking stupid, in my opinion. I don't know.
Well, the wrestling is what's not important. What's important is how they look, dude. Come on. That's the main thing.
Well, speaking of how they look, let's see if you agree with me. I fucking cannot stand Becky Lynch. I think she sucks. I think her gimmick is terrible, and I think she looks like it's her fucking first show out of wrestling school, and I think the whole, she's like trying way too hard. What do you think about Becky Lynch?
Well, I can tell you that when Robert hears this, he's going to be like banging his head against the wall, and he may flood you with tweets about how wrong you are, but...
She is not attractive.
Becky,
she is not hot.
Becky Lynch,
she does not have a good body.
Well, let me start with what I thought on Becky Lynch. I didn't like her at first. I thought she was plain, boring. She's kind of grown on me throughout her run with NXT and on the main roster. I think she's hotter with the red. I actually like her with the red hair. As far as her body's all right. It's just she wears the shittiest fucking gear. And it started in NXT when she had these stupid wings on her back. And she just wears a girdle for, I don't know why, because she's not fucking fat, and she always has mismatching other stuff, and it's just her, like,
her
hat and glasses and jacket, that's cool, but the actual ring gear fucking sucks.
The ring gear sucks.
And,
yeah, the ring gear is retarded. The whole steampunk, whatever the fuck that is, it's this like 19th century industrial steam powered machinery nonsense. Like, what the fuck? That's not a real style, dude. Like, that's like you trying to be a, that's like you being a hipster. You suck. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I hate her hair. It's cool when she comes out. It's just when she takes the gimmick off and she's just into regular stuff. But the red hair,
you ain't never been to wrestling school. You ain't never been to wrestling school. Like, she comes out of the curtain and is like, do what a baby face would do. Fire up the crowd. Have my hand motions that I'm going to do consistently so that they get over and they're going to become my thing. I'm going to try to protect my brand. It's just like WWE's like polish just comes fucking flying off of her like pixie dust, like right in your face. This totally just fucking strike me as real at all. She is trying way too hard.
Yeah,
that's my rant.
I think she's done better than Charlotte and Sasha, honestly, since they got up to the main
and
roster.
Her wrestling sucks. That's another thing. Her wrestling sucks. She is one of those fucking girls or indie people, like, gotta get your shit in. Just gotta get your shit in. And to anybody who's a wrestler, you know what that term means. Like, I've got to do my move that is my offensive. It's in my moveset. I have to do it. And she does that fucking backwards leg drop that looks terrible. It all her work sucks, and it's all, like, shit that you know she thought of, like, in wrestling fucking training camp day one. It is dumb.
I'm sorry, but when she said nonsensical wooing to Ric Flair, that was awesome.
I did enjoy when Ric Flair kissed her at the last pay-per-view. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. I like how fucking, you know, how we always end up on the show talking about just people overreacting and just wanting to bitch about stuff.
Yeah.
There was this big fucking thing on social media about how basically they made it sound like during the Royal Rumble, Ric Flair didn't just throw his coat on Becky Lynch. He basically grabbed her, bent her over, and anally raped her in front of everyone.
What? Okay, so some people are
saying
that,
like,
he kissed her,
he stole the kiss or whatever? Well, people were so upset about that, they made it sound like he basically raped her on live TV.
Who was upset about that?
Shitloads of people.
Oh,
they
well,
even
I'm
edited it off the fucking network.
Really? Oh, no shit.
Yeah, they ended up fucking editing. That's why I kind of bring it up, because it's like people complaining about Ric Flair.
I got to do a little recon. Keep talking.
He came up behind her and fucking gave her a kiss, and people were acting like he basically tried to rape her or this and that, going crazy. But I'm sorry, I've been watching wrestling for too long. I mean, that's the spot you build to the babyface. Either two things. He's either going to force a kiss on the bitch, or he's going to bend her over and spank her. And it's funny because people are bitching about Ric Flair kissing Becky Lynch, but then these same people are all up in arms and defending Lucha Underground and them killing the women. It's like, okay, let's beat the living fuck out of Eva Leaf. That's cool, but hey, Ric Flair getting a little peck on the lips on Becky Lynch.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was like trying to like fend off a kiss from your grandma. Like, it's not like he slipped her the tongue and got a handful. It was like a heel kiss in her face. It was great, and she was appalled. And
yeah.
I found it online. If you want to see it,
you found it.
It's on YouTube. Oh. Well, let's just see if the spot is. Yeah, so yeah, they do the spot where fucking Charlotte or Becky's got to get her fucking jump kick in the corner. Charlotte fell to the floor.
Well, you know what? All three of those chicks got to get their shit in. That's all three of them.
Oh, now Flair gets in between them on the outside. Charlotte's using Rick as the shield. Oh, Charlotte goes to the big boot, misses. Oh, big line. And so now it's Becky on the floor. Rick grabs her from behind. Oh, leans in, gives her a big old smoocheriski. Becky is not happy. Rick is just wooing right in her face. This is a great. Oh, she slaps the shit out of Rick, and then Charlotte just stiffs her in the back of the head. And the rest of the match.
Yeah, she even got her comeback on Rick for the kiss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was good. It was fucking great. It was a great wrestling kiss. And yeah, you're right. All three of those girls do have to get their shit in, and it's all stupid.
Yeah. But it's so funny. Like, I remember, like, it was like the greatest thing when when in like 1983, David Von Erich grabbed Sunshine and put her over his knee and spanked her. Now, if they did that today, the Twitter warriors would fucking be all how he's fucking assaulting her and he should go to jail and this and that. And also remember when, did you ever see in Memphis when Rick Rude was first getting his push in Memphis, he brought his girlfriend to the ring who was a fucking blonde with big boobs. I think her name was Angel or something. And
no, I did not.
That to us. Well, they led to a spot for basically, you know how Jerry Lawler's got that awesome punch when he fucking swings back and delivers a big punch.
Yeah.
He basically did that to her, knocked her out. You never seen so many people jump out of their seats going crazy, cheering. It was the greatest thing because Jerry Lawler punched this bitch in the face, but Jerry Lawler did that now, he'd be fucking crucified on fucking social media for that.
Right. But, like, people just don't really understand. Wrestling is 1,000,000% fake. It is like, it's just the circus. All those circus performers go from town to town, do their little show, move on to the next town, live with each other, talk with each other, drive with each other. Like, 100% of what you see is bullshit. And like, to think that like, Becky Lynch felt, like, violated. It's like, well, for one, she's not Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is some bullshit character that she plays. So whoever that girl's name is. And she was fucking thrilled to do it. Yeah, I'm sure she was like, yeah, that's great. I get to kiss Ric Flair, you know?
Yeah, I bet it was the greatest thing to her. But, you know, people got to, you know, they got to jump on that thing and, you know, make it about somehow it's about them or whatever.
And whatever Lucha Underground does, and Lucha Underground, I mean, may as well be, you know, a sitcom or whatever, or like a, it might as well be like a Showtime produced TV show, because it's not even like under the guise of that it's real. It's total fantasy, right?
Yeah, they got a fucking dragon who flew away. Who had wings and flew away.
Right.
They had a
so in that world, you're allowed to fucking
pick up another guy.
Women or whatever.
They, Sexy Star has been in the closet for 6 months. Matanza eats people's faces. It's total fucking bullshit. It's fun bullshit, but it is total bullshit.
Right. It's so weird what people get upset about. Like, I don't get upset about anything. Like, you can show at 7 p.m., you know, you could show Fear Factor, somebody drinking a cup of donkey jizz at fucking 7 p.m. on, you know, a Tuesday night on NBC. But it's like someone, if you, you know, you're watching some chick climb up the cargo rope in, like, a reality show and, like, her nipple slips out. Big fucking deal. Big fucking deal. What the fuck is wrong with people? Neither of that should be a big deal.
A lot of people got a lot of sticks up their ass. That's basically it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I work for them.
Yeah, I have to deal with them every day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like. But. So have you got a job yet, or are you still just mooching off your woman down there?
Dude, no shit. I got hired this morning.
For what?
I be a teacher. Teaching. So I'm going to be teaching high school, just what I was doing before. At like an alternative school, so for like kids who have been booted out of their real schools for violence and stuff. So you might call them troubled youth. Yeah. No, it is. It's cool because, like, instead of 30 asshole teenagers, I just got to deal with 3 super big asshole teenagers. So, I can handle 3 super big assholes.
Cool.
Check this out. I had a tryout yesterday to be the public address announcer for the Knoxville Smokies. That is the Double-A baseball team of the Chicago Cubs.
Wow.
That was a great response.
I can only imagine these people listening to you and be like, who the fuck's this asshole?
Now batting number 41. Kevin Steinberg. We got a lot of Jewish players.
I could kind of actually see you kind of doing something like that.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be sweet. I'm going to fucking get to watch shitloads of bad baseball. Whatever, man.
Well, and I'm glad your woman, I bet your woman's glad you're out of the house for a few hours now instead of just bumming around and walking around in your fucking underwear with your dogs hanging out.
Hey, I got really good at jiu-jitsu while I was unemployed, so shut up. I spent a lot of hours on the mats in the last 3 or 4 months.
That's code for gay sex, people.
Ah, maybe, you know, basically, yeah. Just trying to get my black belt in gay sex.
And I bet you're going to be happy when your little buddy Brian Hours presents you with his black belt.
His black belt? I don't think so.
Well, gives you a black belt.
I got a long ways to go. I don't know if I'll make it there, but we will. I'm going to work for it. Man, you don't know shit about jiu-jitsu. Never mind.
It don't matter because, you know, what's jiu-jitsu going to do when I punch Brian in the face? It ain't going to save him.
Yeah, but the chances of you being able to punch Brian in the face are very slim.
I'll just have someone distract him. I'll come up behind him, spin him around, punch him right in the face. I have to aim low.
Sure.
Yeah. No. I have to aim low because if I aim too high, I'll miss him. I'll look like misses the clothesline.
You got to throw like a body shot, you know, like you throw a body shot.
I throw a knee. If I throw a knee, I'll knee him right in the face. That'll be like the perfect.
Yeah,
height.
There you go.
Yeah.
Little front teeth kick. That might be good. Do a little oblique kick to him. You go
oblique
kick him in the ribs.
If I aim for like a normal person's kneecap, I'll like end up kicking him in the balls if I throw an oblique kick.
Yeah, that's all right. There's no refs. We're gonna kill Brian. Is that the plan? I'm in.
Yeah, we should kill Brian and we could just throw him out of the bus while we're driving to WrestleMania and just leave him laying there half dead and let the vultures get him.
I've been trying to pitch a match with me versus Brian, a wrestling match, hair versus hair, and he won't go for it.
You already beat his ass when fucking in Vegas that one time, Mr. Jiu-Jitsu lost to somebody who didn't even have a belt or anything. And then you had to be all kiss ass and say, oh, it was a draw. What a draw, you beat his ass.
I had about 20 pounds on him, though.
Yeah, so what?
We should do that again. Like, like no shit. Like, I've watched that match, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or something. We were terrible. We were fucking terrible. It's embarrassingly bad. And I'm sure Brian would admit exactly the same thing. Like, he's like, we didn't know fucking shit. And I mean, now he's I guarantee you he'd beat me if we won again.
Oh, I don't think he could beat himself. He could beat. I don't even think he could beat Wang. I bet Wang would whip his ass. In a real fight.
No, Brian's good. Especially if we have a gi on, yeah, Brian fucking gets me every time. He's really good.
I just refuse to accept and believe that. If it ever comes to it, I'm going to beat the shit out of him one day.
Well, if I showed you a couple things, you know, that, you know, not to get caught in, I think you might be able to survive long enough to get a couple shots in on him, but Brian will never, ever, ever fight you. He will never fight anyone. He is super scared of getting hit in the head.
Yeah, I know. And I know which side to hit him in because I know which where he had to crack over the ball. So I'd have a target.
Yeah. When was the last time you got into a fist fight?
What's that?
Time you got into a fist fight.
The last... Fuck, dude.
Like, what was the last time an adult?
Probably when I was in high school, actually. Honestly.
Yeah.
I got some friends that still get in fist fights, you know, at 40 years of age, but.
That's unbelievable.
It's been a long time since I've been into a fist fight.
Yeah. In high school, I didn't fight very much, but in college, I was a fucking piece of shit, drunk.
You know. Oh, so nothing's changed, basically.
Right. So exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yes, now more to the weed than the booze, but yeah. And then I decided to be a cage fighter, but it's like weird. It's because I live in a pretty redneck fucking country or state, Tennessee, and so I hear adults like talk about shit like getting into fist fights. I'm like, you got to be kidding me! You got to be fucking kidding me! No, man, I'll tell you. You know, he said something about my girl. I'm like, okay, yeah. And then what? Well, then we had to go outside. I'm like, no, you fucking didn't, you piss shit. These are like adults with real jobs getting in fist fights. Insane.
It happens. I got a few friends that still get into fucking fights all the time. I have this.
Are they white
friends? No, I live in San Antonio, dude.
Oh yeah.
Only like 20% of my friends were white back in the day.
Are they brown trash? What do you guys have?
We have. I guess you just call them fucking Mexican. but no, this one buddy of mine is like, he's a cool dude. He's a big dude. He was bigger than me back in high school. He was like one of the biggest dudes on the team, big fat guy. But real cool dude. But the dude just cannot not get into fucking fist fights. And it's funny because like I went to this one middle school. Me and all my buddies went to this one middle school. And this guy, he didn't come up from elementary with us. He just kind of showed up halfway through seventh grade. And I had PE class with the guy, and in this PE class, it was weird because it was me. I was probably like the only like jock football player in that PE class, or a few nerds, and then it was like every fucking head biker, whatever you want to call them, was in this class. So basically, all the assholes that you see in alternative, just all of them, like 30 of them, in this class.
Okay, yeah,
and. For some reason, so all of a sudden, here comes a new guy who's fucking fat, and let's fuck with this kid. So, fucking first day, my buddy Donald was there, and PE, he gets into a fucking fist fight, and he kicks one of their asses. and our coach, the coach was a football coach, was our football coach, and this is back in the day, so he'd be like, 5 minutes, 5 minutes. No, like, break it up, don't do that.
He gave him 5 minutes. He just fucking ding ding.
Yeah, you give you 5 minutes to fight, and he'd fucking yell it out.
My guess is they needed far less than 5 minutes.
Yeah. So then the next day, I swear to God, the next day, another one of those dudes fucking gonna fuck with my friends because he kicked his friend's ass, and he starts to fight with my friend Dom. My friend Dom kicks his ass. Dude, he fought. I swear to God, I'm not lying. He fought every one of those motherfuckers, except for the main badass ones, because they realized that they'd get their ass kicked, so they just sent the lower level ones. But basically, except for like the two head honcho ones, he fought every one of those motherfuckers and kicked their ass. And it was basically, maybe there was a day off, but basically it was like every day my buddy was there, he was fighting in fucking in PE. And he was, like I say, a big fat dude, but he could always fight. He fucking kicked these dudes' asses. And then when we went to high school, he'd always get into fights, too. And I swear to God, one day I was walking to school, and there was this one kid. His name was Angel. He was kind of a small kid, but he kind of was okay. He played, like, a little football. He wasn't part of, like, our big group or anything, but, you know, we thought he was all right. But he was a little dude, and he's walking in front of me to school, and he turns around and he tells me, "You tell Donald when I see him, I'm going to kick his fucking ass." And I thought he was just fucking kidding around, and I just kind of started laughing. And he's like, "I'm not fucking around. I'm going to fucking do it." And he fucking storms off, and I'm just, okay, this dude who's that weighed by 200 pounds is going to kick my friend's ass. So after school, he runs up behind my friend Donald, and he fucking hits him from behind. And then instead of, like, running off, he just kind of sits back, and my buddy Donald turns around, and it was like the immovable force hitting just like hitting a wall and just like tackled this dude and broke his arm. His arm was all fucking mangled on the side.
Oh, shit.
And then my friend felt so bad. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just fucking left him there on the ground fucking crying and shit. Yeah. That guy Donald and this other friend of mine, Justin, they brought a lot of entertainment to my friends in high school because those dudes were always getting into a fist fight. And we had some crazy shit here back in the day. And it's like I say, this is like the coach would be like 5 minutes, you know what I mean? It's not like today where they throw you in jail for fucking letting somebody who's dying your inhalator, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And I said, I work with this guy down at UPS. I was actually just bullshitting with him the other night. But he's still, like I say, to this day, we're 40, I think he's 45, and he still gets into the occasional fist fight at a bar. It just he can't help it. It follows him around. Luckily for him, he knows how to fight.
Yeah. But what's his move?
He just fucking starts clubbering.
He throws hands, so he doesn't like,
He can throw hands for a big dude. He can throw hands, and if you try and get, you know, like some people get hit, and then they want to grab you. Well, he's big and strong, so if you try and grab him, that's the worst thing you can do because he's gonna fucking fall on you.
Yeah.
If he gets on top of you, then you're fucked because there's no way you're getting my friend Donald off of you, and shit. And I can't even tell you how many fist fights he's been in his life. And he never started one of them. But
of course
he's the type where you start a fight with him, he ain't going to back down. And, it's crazy.
Oh, you know what I saw the other night, which was pretty fucking funny? I was coming out of jiu-jitsu, and I saw two adults, a man and a woman, making out. And they were like, I don't know, 50 years old. Like against the car, like they'd just been on a date at this restaurant right by there. And
wow.
I gave him a little I cracked myself up pretty good. But it was so fucking weird to see. You know, if they were like 14 or 17 or something, like, all right, making out fucking 50.
That's pretty funny. But unfortunately, I'm getting to that age where if I do something like that, there's going to be some punk-ass kid thinking the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Busted. Classic.
Hey, old people like to get horny and have fun, dude. There's nothing wrong with that. That's discrimination,
dude. Yeah, nothing wrong with
dude.
That. Nothing wrong
people
with
are
that.
Gonna go on, people are going to go on social media and crucify you for fucking making fun of old people making out.
I wasn't making fun of it. I was just embarrassing them. I enjoyed it. I'm trying to make light of it. I should have given a little. What? George and Medusa, Mary sitting in a tree. Give them a little some of that. I was trying to come up with two old people names, and I was like, 50 is not even that fucking old.
Well, you could have thought of Gladys.
Yeah, Gladys. Yeah, that would have been a good one. Or I was trying to think of like some name from the 20s. I don't know.
Are you watching the fights this weekend?
I am actually going to be at the ROH show tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And it is in Nashville, so that's only about 2.5-3 hours from here. So I'm going to drive up tomorrow afternoon and check that show out, see what's going on with that crew. Are you going to watch the fights?
Yeah, well, they're free, so definitely I'm going to watch them.
Well,
but,
that reminds me, I need to set my DVR.
I was going to ask you what you thought about all the bullshit with the main event getting canceled.
Oh, with Verdum and whatever?
Yeah, like he says, if it was Kane, I'd still fight. But since it's this dude, I'm not gonna fight.
Well, you know, it's smart. I mean, he shouldn't have fought. He's not the pay per view buys. It would still have been a pay per view, and the pay per view buys would have died.
They were gonna suck anyway. Nobody gives a fuck about Kane.
Okay, well, but they would have sucked 50% worse with. Whatever his name was, Stipe.
Yeah, Stevie just fought. He just fought a couple months ago, and then he's taking a fight in 2 weeks. There's no way he's in shape.
Right. So he's not going to make any money. Why fight? Why risk it? Because he does have knockout power. I mean, Stipe is a tough motherfucker. I mean, I think Verdun would handle him, but, you know, I think he did the smart thing backing out. I think he did the stupid thing by saying that, but, no, man, I don't know who they're going to put next.
It should be Stipe. He's the one that's been really winning.
I'd be fine with that. I'd be fine with Overeem. I'd be fine with I really don't want to see Kane, because I don't want him to. Cause he's the only one I think could beat Verdum, and I really like Verdum as champion. There's no one else really. I mean, fuck, give it to Rockwell.
That'd be funny if Rockwell fucking submits fucking Overeem.
Verdum? Yeah, that'd be
Verdum. Whatever.
That was the shittiest. Did you see that match?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, did he actually just tap?
It was
even
so
more
bad.
Shocking than the fucking little punk pretty boy.
Right.
What do you think of that? Or go ahead and finish with this one.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I heard that he did the open workout as the wrestling match. You know what I'm talking about? Josh. Yeah, Josh did a professional wrestling match for his open workout instead of a MMA training session, and I was like, this fucking guy is not taking this fight very seriously. And then I started talking to a friend of mine who knows Josh pretty well, and we both started doubting whether or not, you know, he'd been training hard, and. So we both predicted Rothwell was probably going to get him. And sure as shit, now fucking by submission, that is goddamn pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. But he was cranking the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah,
he used
and
his
he
weight.
Hit him.
That's how he did it. He used his weight on him. He kind of, like, grabbed his head and just, like, put all his weight on when he was, like, turning it and shit.
Yeah.
That's...
I just don't think fucking Barnett really wants to fight. I mean, I think he's just a guy who's like, yeah, I'm a fighter. I fight. If they want me to fight, I can make a big fucking pile of cash. I can still do all my other things. I can still, you know, go to Japan or do whatever the fuck I want to do. And, you know, I'm always ready to fight. And so I think he just sort of took the fight. And I think that's just the stage of his career is he's into playing Josh Barnett. He's not trying to be the champ.
Yeah. What did you think of the pretty boy?
I predicted that as well. I said Barbarina is a tough dude, and he's a fucking crafty veteran. And the fact that they're not even going to make him cut weight, I thought that was a mistake. I mean, I know he took the fighter's short notice, but fucking Sage should have said, no, I'm not fighting a guy who's a weight class above me. That's stupid. And I don't know if Sage is sick.
He shouldn't have been fighting anybody. He shouldn't have been fighting anybody. That was his third fight in 4 months. I mean, I know the kid is 19 and physically he can do it, but mentally, that's a difference. Fucking monster altogether.
Hey, I'm not going to make that decision. I think marketing-wise, I think it was a bad move to rush him back. Like you're just risking it, you know. Like after the second fight, I knew the blueprint to beat Sage Northcutt is very simple, and Brian Barbarina was a smart enough guy to execute exactly what that was. And it was plain as day in that second match. He had nothing. He had nothing on the ground.
Yeah.
So I was never impressed with Sage. I mean, yeah, it looks good. He flips. Who gives a shit about that? It's not pro wrestling. Like, he didn't... I hate the fucking Jesus shit. That's the greatest way to make yourself into a heel in my book. And I'm glad he lost. And I hope he dies.
A lot of fighters on Twitter were happy he lost.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people... there's those slots, those spots on UFC are so limited, the real slots. And to give a fucking 19-year-old kid, I mean, he's not the best in the world. Aren't you trying to find the best in the world? Isn't that what you're promoting?
Whatever. Well, on his second fight, after beating basically a nobody the first fight, on his second fight, he's making more than what everyone but the main eventers on the fucking on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like his second
fight, funny story.
He made 40, I think.
Well,
a lot of guys on their second fight make like $2,000, $5,000 at the most.
Sage draws money though. Don't hate the player, hate the game for that one. But true story. So when I started out in MMA, I blitzed the first four guys I went against. Just like, you know, just first round, you know, smashings. And guy offered me to go pro and was gonna pay me $1,000 or something fucking nominal like that. And I didn't do it because I knew I wasn't that good. But I did it, and I was, and you know, I cut promos, and I was pretty charismatic, you know, good-looking 26-year-old fucking, like, Dana White sees me, offers me up to the UFC. Like, I had no business being in the UFC. I still don't, but especially when I was 28 and had just ran through four guys. Like, that's what happened to Sage, that even he's only 19.
And there's going to be another one tomorrow. Like, there's what's his name? The guy
Mickey
who's
Gall.
Fighting for the chance to fight. Mickey Gall had the chance to fight CM Punk. I swear to God, I hope he loses. I hope fucking that other dude knocks him out or something. That'd be so
pathetic
considering that the other guy doesn't get the shot if he wins.
True story. I emailed Joe Silva yesterday, and I wrote him. I said, you made a bad decision putting Mickey Gall against CM Punk. Mickey Gall is too athletic. He's going to mow through Punk, like, without a doubt. He's going to mow through this kid tomorrow, and he's going to expose CM Punk. I said, that was a bad matchup. You should have put him up against someone his age and his experience level. The youth is like unskilled youth versus unskilled age. Like, you know, it's that athleticism that excels in the UFC, and CM Punk does not have that.
He's another person I wouldn't mind watching him get his ass kicked.
Well, hey, I want you to watch him get his ass kicked from me, cage side. But whatever, fucking Mickey Gall. Because, hey, you know, if it's not me the first one, they're not going to fucking put me against him for the second one. Like, now he's just going to have to fight somebody for real.
You should have had Dave texting Dana every hour saying, oh, I got the perfect guy for CM Punk.
Don't think that conversation hasn't been had. It absolutely has, and Dana White thought differently. But that's a bad move. I mean, not just for me, but I'm saying...
You notice that these guys that Dana's finding on this reality TV show, because that's where both these dudes came, was from that YouTube show, basically, or whatever. You notice how they're both very... Well, I don't watch it either, but basically these two dudes came from there, and do you notice that they're both super pretty?
I mean, I don't know what the
Stage like more than Mick, than Guile, but he's another pretty boy. Dana just likes these good-looking young men. I think he's... I think that's why he's giving him a lot of money, because I think he's getting some action himself off of him.
He's trying to find the next John Cena.
Yeah, but that works in wrestling. Having a good-looking guy in wrestling works. In fighting, most good-looking guys don't look that good-looking after, you know, when they get their ears all cauliflowered and their nose
GSP
all mangled.
GSP was GSP because he was a fucking handsome dude. GSP would not have been GSP if he looked like Nick Diaz.
Probably. I liked how Captain
Definitely.
America kicked GSP's ass. Did you see that when Captain America kicked GSP's ass?
When Randy beat him?
No, dude. From Captain America on fucking Winter Soldier.
Oh.
Fucking Captain America whipped his ass.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the mystical fight between the two guys that never happened.
No.
Yes, I did see that.
But anyway, I guess these other idiots aren't calling in, so we're already at about an hour, so I want to go ahead and end the show unless there's anything that you wanted to talk about specifically that we haven't touched on.
Nah, man, I'm good. I gotta go eat some more. I had 70 milligrams when I texted you. How high I should get.
So. Yeah, whatever it is, I'm sure he's still a lightweight compared to me. But hopefully
well,
we can...
Literally true and figuratively true.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can smoke out come WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Oh, well, then
I'm good. I'll take it home.
But, all right. Well, let me drop this. Everyone check out AngryMarch.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarch.com along with a lot of other shows. You can also download and stream our show at BlockTalkRadio.com/Cotrera and older shows at BlockTalkRadio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
You can follow me on Twitter at Peach Machine. That's all I got.
You got like fucking 5 Twitter handles, man. Why don't you only give
I got a bunch more. Fine. And Chairman of Guam and Parking Cone and Hendo's Food Blog.
Isn't there another one?
Nope. Does it.
I remember getting into an argument because I said your article on the front page fucking sucked ass or something. Somebody responded. Figured it was you.
Nope. No, I got the Guam one, the Parking Cone. The dog one is just going to be about dogs from now on. And then, so Peach Machine is back up and active. So, tweet me your funniness, and I'll talk. Fuck, I don't know what Twitter's for.
Cool. Well, I'm sure it's
I do want to promote this. If you're at the ROA show tomorrow, come say hi, because I'll be there.
Who is Matt on the show or is he in Japan?
No, he's on the show.
He's on the show?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess your boy Roddy's on the show too?
I assume so. I mean, I don't know. It's a TV taping, so I'm assuming everybody's got to be there.
Oh, okay. Well, it should be cool. Well, TV taping, that means that it's just going to be okay and the matches are just going to be okay and not like all badass like the pay-per-views.
Right. Yeah.
Who are dude, Allison Kay's on the show.
Who?
Allison Kay, she's one of the Shimmer Shine girls. She's, I don't know how to describe her. She's super hot, but she's larger than a normal girl, but she's not fat. You know what I mean? Like, she's a hot, big bone girl, I guess. I don't know how to say it. You'll see her. She's fun. And she wears, like, basically leather, like...
What's her name?
Leather. Allison Kay. She wears, like, basically lingerie to the ring and shit. And she just basically... She trains, dude, jiu-jitsu and MMA. And she just had her first amateur fight, like, about a month or two ago.
She's a ROH girl?
ROH has been having a lot more women's matches that they've been filming for, like, YouTube, the Women of Honor. So they're bringing her in. They've been bringing different indie girls in. So she's basically they're bringing in girls so that'll put Veda and BJ Whitmer's woman over, and Manny Leon put them over, and she's basically one of them. But anyway, she had
Had like a blonde streak in her hair up the middle.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. And she has like a peacock headdress thing, and
yep,
she wears these black. These black shorts, they're like granny shorts, but she's the one that I took the super close-up of her ass, dude, that shimmer that I got mad about.
Yeah, I see her. Her name's not on the list to appear tomorrow, so.
I'm pretty sure she's on the show. I think I read that. But anyway, let me get to her fight. She had this fight, her first fight, And in the first round, the other chick fucking eye gouged her fucking bad. And her fucking eye swelled shut and was like totally shut. And luckily, the amateur fighter, whatever, the referee didn't stop it during the between rounds. So they came out and then she choked the chick out in the second round with one eye. I mean, her eye was like, it was shut, dude. I mean, it was just fucked up, fucking blue. Just, I mean, oh my God, looked like somebody hit her in the eye with a sledgehammer and shit. But she still beat the bitch. But she's one of the better workers as far as the women and shit. But, and like I say, she's super hot, but she's just like slightly larger than all the other chicks.
Yeah, it looked like she was like tall and thick, but yeah, like pretty, very pretty.
Yeah, and. Yeah, she's pretty hot. I like
so
her.
If I,
like
sa- to say, if I say tomorrow when I see her, hey, hi, Allison K, my name's Peach Machine. I'm friends with this fat Mexican guy who probably annoys the shit out of you on Twitter. His name's Ed. Is she going to slap me in the face or be like, who the fuck is that?
She'd probably be like, who the fuck's that? Because I've only really talked to her once at this past Shimmer taping, so I mean, I really don't know her like I know some of the other ones.
Okay.
And shit.
But you knew her well enough to take a... you know, nearly inside her asshole photo.
Yeah. Well, I also told her, like, that show, I was the one that got her booked on Wrestling Observer Live, like, the week before.
Mm.
And stuff. But, yeah, I don't know her as good as I know, like, Mia or Leva or a couple other chicks. But
is Leva in NXT?
She just does, like, you know, when they need her. Like, she's basically, it seems like she's been doing, like, every other taping, or maybe she'll miss, like, one taping and then do a job on the next one and then back and forth, kind of.
So she's not under contract, though?
No, she's not under contract. It's funny because a lot of them were all pissed off at her because, they're all under contract, she's not, and then a lot of them were pissed off at her and jealous of her. You're the one with the fucking deal. What are you getting upset about? She's just because she's selling, you know, fucking. I think they're letting her sell like 8x10s at the show. The what?
They're pissed because they're under contract and she's not, and she's getting work.
Yeah,
they should be they want to be getting work.
Yeah, so she'll be at I shouldn't say anything because Dave hasn't announced any names for the Shimmer Show, but I'll just say I bugged the shit out of Dave so much. I'm pretty sure she'll be on the show. WrestleMania weekend.
I assume that's Blue Pants.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She'll be there. I mean, I think everyone who wants to try to be anybody in wrestling goes to WrestleMania.
Well, they said try. There's a shitload of people at that WrestleCon. Where are you staying, by the way?
I don't fucking know. My wife got me a hotel somewhere. I don't know.
Well, she got your fucking hotel in Fort Worth. It's going to be like an hour drive fucking every day to get to wherever.
No. She said it was downtown. She said it was near all the other ones. Remember? Oh, that was like when it was in Miami and she bought me the plane ticket into Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, but we stayed in Fort Lauderdale. No, wasn't it the opposite? Because we stayed in Fort Lauderdale. I think she flew you to Miami, and then you had to get to Fort Lauderdale.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Fucking idiot. It's in Miami. Yeah, well, where's the hotel? I don't know. Fucking a city away.
It seems like every time you go to WrestleMania, there's some kind of disaster. Like, you know, when we got lost for an hour in New Orleans, just driving around, not knowing where the fuck we're going.
I was super pissed.
your wife's giving you instructions over the phone, and you're just losing your mind, and that was funny.
I was super fucking pissed. Yeah. Well, this year she's not coming with me. It's just going to be myself.
She's smart. She got smart finally, huh?
Yeah, I know. And I think I'll have a roommate, but I'm not sure. He may decide to get his own room.
Oh, I was gonna say if it's Alicia Fox, she can stay with me. I got a nice room.
Alicia Fox, I'm pretty sure will have a room provided for her. I mean, sometimes you're right. Sometimes they do just they just like take a diva's name like out of a hat. They say, all right.
Eva Marie, you have to go room in a random hotel with a random stranger. Sometimes they do that. That does happen. But, you know, you could get lucky.
I'll keep my hopes up because I wouldn't mind sharing a room with Eva Marie.
It may not be Eva Marie. You might end up with fucking Becky Lynch.
I'll be fine with Becky Lynch. The only one that I wouldn't want would probably be Tamina.
Yeah, I could pass on Tamina.
She'd probably beat the shit out of me, you know, before anything could actually happen.
She's real but, strong. I've seen her. I've lifted weights with her. She's fucking real strong.
On her shit? She looks pretty fucking badass. I mean, like, in real life.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, is she like full on lesbian? Like, is that her character, or like, or she's like unspoken, or? I'm pretty sure she's straight.
That's kind of like the vibe you get from her. Like, she's one of those big ass fucking butch bitches.
But no, that might be the character though.
Yeah, she has that look. That's what she looks like.
Yeah. All right. So Ed, you're in the hotel room. Knock on the door. Okay, you gotta decide whether you're gonna play or pass. Knock on the door, open it up. Sasha Banks, play or pass?
Play.
Oh yeah. She's my favorite. She's my new favorite.
She's a spinner.
I love. She's a what?
She's a spinner. You can spin her around on your fucking cocky dumbass.
Oh. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Well, okay, you're not used to that because you mainly have sex with guys and there's no way you could spin a guy, you know what I mean? But tiny little Sasha Banks.
No. But you're gonna take her. I didn't make the game clear. There's five WWE divas in, you know, so you gotta play or pass. That's what
okay, well you gotta give me part. Do I know all of them before I pick or what?
No, that's the point. You gotta risk it or you gotta play it or pass it. So like basically you gotta keep this one or you gotta roll the dice.
Oh fuck. Okay, I'll pass on. I'll pass.
No, we're starting over. That one doesn't count. All right. That one doesn't count. Charlotte.
Pass.
You don't wanna fuck the daughter of the Nature Boy?
No, she looks too much like the Nature Boy.
I mean, I totally agree, and I think her stomach looks like Brock Lesnar. Look at her. Look at their abs. If you just Photoshop their abs next to each other, they look exactly the same. But I'm not going to fuck Brock Lesnar's weird twin. All right. Door number two. The less black one of the two black girls. I can't think of her name.
Ariane?
Carmella?
She's pretty hot, dude, actually. I'll go ahead and pass, though.
You're going to pass, huh? You're going to pass. All right. Next one. Open the door. Natalia.
She's, I've seen her, like at the Hall of Fame. She usually looks pretty good in those dresses, but I'll pass on Natalia.
Okay. All right, so now you're at door four here.
Now you got to pick the two ugliest ones, you asshole. I know it.
This is prearranged. I didn't make this game. I'm just reading off the card in front of me. All right, door number four. Stephanie McMahon. That's a good one. She's hot. She's very powerful. And... those are the only two things, but player pass.
Yeah, and the next one's going to be like fucking Birth to Fay or something.
I promise you it will be a living diva.
All right, I'll pass. I'll take a chance.
All right. You open the door, and there's a box inside. And the box you open, and there's a hotel key. And you got to go to the hotel room. Okay, so you can peer through the door. Now you're looking through the door, through the hole, and you see a really hot body, but you can't see your face. You going in?
If I see a real hot body, but I can't see her face.
You can't see her face at all.
Can I see that she doesn't have a dick?
No. Yeah, you can see that she does not have a dick currently.
All right. I guess it's been a couple weeks. I'll go in.
Oh, you got lucky. It was Gail Kim.
Well, that's awesome, but you're not in WWE. But, yeah, I'll take that.
That's my game, sucker. You won, dude. You got to fuck Gail Kim.
Awesome. I am a winner. Speaking of, well, not Gail Kim, but what did you think of the Awesome Kong story?
Oh, about getting her fired or whatever the fuck she did? I don't really know the story. What'd she do? She fucking punched a pregnant chick?
Well, apparently her and Matt's chick, Ruby Sky, whatever her name is, haven't gotten along. They're typical girls. They don't get along here. They'll make up here. They don't get along.
Right.
They'll make up. That's been going on for years. Well, since Rebby started going to Impact, she's been in Matt's dressing room. That's where, like, she changes.
This is Matt's real-life wife.
Yeah, his wife. His wife. Yeah, the one that caught the cops when he went crazy on the painkillers and shit.
And she's also a storyline character.
Yeah, she's a storyline character. She's the one that's turning Matt heel and turning him against Jeff. And
She's
gotten work here or there. I've just never really seen like a whole lot of her, but she is pretty hot. But so she's been changing with Matt. Okay, so when they went to Europe, they put her in the women's dressing room. So she goes in there with the baby and her stuff, and I guess this is now a time where her and Awesome Kong aren't getting along. So Awesome Kong, apparently, I mean, there might be more to the story, but took offense of her, them putting her in the dressing room when she hasn't been in the dressing room and felt offended, like, why isn't she changing with us before? So she goes and grabs her shit and the baby's bags, and she throws them out in the hall. So Ruby goes out and grabs them and then tells her she's like a psychopath, like Todd Martin told Mike Hoffman. And then Kong just basically... And the baby's, like, right there, basically just goes and grabs her and pushes her against the wall and just starts, like, fucking choking her and fucking kind of beating her ass. And then they had Simon Diamond and a few other people had to jump in there and get her off of her and shit.
No shit.
That's basically what happened.
God, yeah. That dressing room, locker room, fucking etiquette, oh, that is such petty bullshit. What a petty, petty industry. Like, can you imagine... If any other industry acted like that shit, like, I can't even think of an example. It's so absurd. Or if someone's first day at the office, he came in and didn't shake hands with every single person on the fucking floor, every single day of the first week, like, someone would take a dump in his cowboy hat. Like, it's just insane.
Yeah. I think it was funny, though, when everyone got pissed off at that tough enough winner dude for fucking calling the social outcast jobbers, which they actually are, but, you know, still it's like, you know, who is he?
I got something to say about the social outcasts, but I do. I'll be like standing like backstage at like a WWE show or a Ring of Honor show or something like that, usually Ring of Honor, and there's a bunch of new guys backstage all the time. And so I'll just be talking with whoever the fuck, and a bunch of, like, new guys always walk up and shake whoever I'm talking with's hand, and they always reach to shake my hand. So I'm always like, God damn it. Like, I don't want... Like, leave me alone. Like, I know why you're doing this, but it's so goddamn silly, and I'm not part of this anymore. But... Oh, what I wanted to say about the social outcast. Boy... I'm sure glad I didn't... What did you say?
Well, I said go ahead.
Oh. I was concerned for a while yesterday because I thought it read Curtis Axel had died.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Uh-huh. Because I love the fucking social outcast. Keith Slater is awesome on the mic. Do you like them?
Yeah, actually, I do. I thought Bull Rider just fucking destroyed Flo Rider.
I thought he was great. But yeah, Brian totally didn't understand that. Like, Bo Rider.
Brian's
is
a fucking geek.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, since they started this group, like, Bo has gotten, like, more, like, weird, like, squirrely and, like, creepier in, like, this cutesy way. It's so great. And then, like, I don't know if you saw the Royal Rumble lead-in show, the preview show or whatever it's called.
No, I didn't.
They just gave him like 5 minutes, and they said, Heath, here, talk about some tweets. And they just absolutely just tore it apart for 5 minutes, just cutting it up, just being in each other's faces, ripping on people. It was so great. And it was because it was unscripted, just Heath being Heath, and that's who he is. He's a funny fucking guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. There was some, like, I don't know if it was, like, the Michael Cole and JBL show or something, but he would, like, follow JB around, and he'd be, like young JBL, like his nephew or something, and he'd have, like, the cowboy hat and the kind of Western jacket, and he would just kind of try to play JBL. He was fucking hilarious.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really hope people give the Social Outcast thing a chance because it's going to be a little bit different. It's not, which is good. It's not going to be the League of Nations. It's not going to be your just group of four guys that go out there and talk shit. They're four guys that go out there and talk shit and then lose. Like they're like the job squad again.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great. And they're kind of poking fun at themselves. They're poking fun at the business. And when they're just allowed to just do their thing, which is, this is their idea. So, you know, it's going to be like the New Day. Eventually it's going to start to click. I hope.
We'll see. But yeah, they're all right. But I guess we'll go ahead and wrap the show up. So, everybody come back next week. Hopefully the other two fools will show up for a change and have a normal show. So everybody come back to them.
Johnny Ringo.
What's going on, John?
I love you, Johnny Ringo.
You must be Ringo.
Keep your hand on your gun.
Johnny Ringo. The deadliest pistol ever since Wild Bill.
Damn, what was his name again?
Johnny Ringo. Johnny Ringo, are you still on the line?
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Well, I would like to say that I hate everyone more now than ever before, except Johnny Ringo. He's the only guy that I like.
Hey, this is Johnny Ringo. How are y'all?